Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I thought it was really interesting because he's not the first person I've heard say McCord as maybe the third quarterback off the board. And I'm willing to say that Kyle McCord absolutely was not a game manager at Syracuse this year.
Yeah.
So we saw him in a different context. And there is a thread, and it kind of goes with the Will Howard thing too. There is a thread of Ryan Day reeling in the quarterback, right?
Or taking the governor off.
Well, no, because for CJ Stroud, we never saw the guy run until the Georgia game.
The Georgia game is when you got to see him just explode, though.
Yeah. And then he's better. I think,
like the playoff, that's the argument people are making right now with Will Howard. Yep. In the playoffs, so the governor came off and he was able to just do whatever he needed to do. I mean, is Kyle McCord looking at Ryan Day like, why'd you hold me back? I don't believe that's happening.
No, but I think you can make a case. And again, some coaches are just control freaks, and that's okay. I mean, Ryan's doing all right. But like, I think CJ Stroud's arguably a better NFL quarterback than he was in college. He was really, really good in college.
I don't think it's even arguable.
But it is, I mean, it's watch the guy. He changes the game at the NFL level, and he has the first 2 years of his career. I think that should inform our thoughts on McCord and Howard. I think that's what makes both of these guys interesting is we haven't seen Will Howard now at post his Ohio State time we have with McCord. I just continue to look back at McCord. He doesn't move well enough.
I wonder if that was the type of thing where he's done 3 of his games, and sometimes when you have broadcasters on, they've done a lot of their games. They fall in love with the guy.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing.
He put up a lot of big numbers.
But the two things that were my biggest concern about Kyle McCord moving forward for a second year as a starting quarterback are the same things I worry about now, which are the does he come off his first read, meaning, and how quickly does he do it? And then the second thing is, can he hang with the athleticism?
Yeah.
Like the 2.5 seconds is how quick you're going to have to get that damn thing off.
Did I get that right, though? Does he think he'd be third quarterback off the board?
Yes.
Is that what he
said? Well, actually, I think he said Jackson Dart, but he said he thinks McCord's in the conversation.
Because he had no love for Jalen Milroe, who's the guy that everyone believes at this point is going to be third quarterback off the board.
I think Milroe's it's a you see it or you don't. I think he will end up being probably the most.
Do you know
polarizing.
How much nightmare fuel that will be for Browns fans that are also Buckeye fans if they draft Kyle McCord?
Yeah.
And try to tell us that he's the guy.
Yes.
Like end of the first round, they trade into the first round to go ahead and get Kyle McCord. Your brain is melting at the prospect of it.
Well, I went and checked Dame Parsons, who does draft evals for Bleacher Report. He has Will Howard and Kyle McCord as like the same grade. Like, it is maybe a third-round pick, maybe a fourth-round pick.
Okay.
And now, obviously, they're different profiles, but I think he said Kirk Cousins for Kyle McCord and Mason Rudolph for Will Howard.
Look at you getting in the comps.
And by the
living
way,
in those,
you know,
those dirty comps. Comp waters.
But if I'm taking one of these dudes, I'm taking Will. Like, he's bigger.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
I think he's got a stronger arm. He's actually more accurate, which I think is the other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more mobile. And the best thing I think, and this is real fair, the best thing I think Max said about Will Howard in the whole summation was, he's not going to make the same kind of difference in the NFL with those athletes, but that I don't think that's going to be a big part of what he does. I just think Will has functional mobility at the NFL level. I think Kyle is a immobile quarterback, and that is a huge risk because that dude can either get the ball out quickly and make the right decision or not.
I'm going to be a conference snob, too. He was helped by the conference he played in as well.
Oh, so you're saying that the ACC, not on par with the Big Ten?
Yeah. Cover me surprised.
Right,
okay. Yeah.
That's a hot take. We have to put that one up.
Yeah,
I did.
Please.
I will. So we were actually planning on talking about this anyways. I had such a good laugh today because one of the aggregating accounts in football, what is that? It's the NFL Watch or some dumb bleep like this. Oh, it's NFL Rookie Watch. I want to read this tweet to you.
Okay, yeah, because when you sent it over, I was very confused.
Kyle McCord is able to rally a team like no other quarterback in this year's draft. Several NFL teams reportedly have McCord ranked a lot higher than the national average. Many NFL scouts reportedly believe McCord's victory over Cam Ward this season drastically, in quotations, by the way, boosted his stock. In that game, McCord threw for 380 yards, 3 touchdowns to knock off the 6th-ranked Hurricanes. The Orange quarterback is going to be special, all caps with a fire emoji after it. Here's the thing. It's not attributed to anybody. It's not, and I'm like John McClain, the general, John McClain retweeted it. I'm like,
he retweets all sorts of
like,
things.
Like, what are we doing here? And then,
that's retirement, John McClain.
And then they
we can't hold that accountable.
And they put a video. We're not going to play the video because we don't have time. They put a video of like Kyle McCord like hyping up the locker room. Yeah, nobody does this. It's literally every quarterback I've been around.
The NFL bot world is out of control right now, okay? Yeah. Because they've understood and recognized how this works. Now that people get paid on Twitter for engagement and for getting people basically to pay attention to them, they just throw anything out there.
It's
a real problem.
It's they've ruined Dove Klieman, albeit he was problematic 2 years ago. But new Dove Klieman, not great.
Well, the worst is when they do the things where they're like Mario Chalmers. No one was better than him in college, and then they'll actually show a photo of Derrick Rose or something.
So
that bothers the daylights out of me, and they get so much engagement because it's just people commenting, being like, "That's Derrick Rose, not Mario Chalmers." You can tell what game I have on my mind today.
I kind of want to do that. I will. I got to tell you, though, I think the
you want
Howard,
to do that? You want to become a farm engagement Twitter bot?
At this point, this working hard thing is for the birds. I do think it's going to be a really interesting thing to see who goes first. I don't think I can discount.
You won't smile if it's the Browns and it's Kyle McCord. I know that.
Not a 33. Can you imagine the meltdown? If Melrose on the board, if Jackson Dart's on the board, if Will Howard's on the board. Oh, the meltdown.
Max better be wrong. Let's put it that way.
216-474-0092. Who are you more comfortable being the first quarterback off the board between the two of them, Will Howard or Kyle McCord, the 5 at 5 at 5:02 next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.